High pressure will begin to track away from the region today as a tropical disturbance along the mid-Atlantic coast moves northeast. With high pressure still in control, we'll have a nice day with comfortable temps and dry conditions. Now, some of the southern areas may see an increase in the clouds later in the day as that tropical system continues to move toward the northeast off the mid-Atlantic coast. That storm looks to lose its tropical characteristics as it moves over cooler waters and gets hit with increasing amounts of shear in the atmosphere. Despite losing tropical status, it'll still likely continue to gain strength as it picks up speed and moves to the northeast off the eastern seaboard. We should see some clearing skies heading into the day Wednesday, but our next system will be knocking on the door, approaching from the Great Lakes later in the day with clouds thickening back up as a cold front is poised to move through on Thursday. So far, it looks like there'll be limited amounts of moisture for the front to work with, so we'll expect the chance for showers and maybe a thunderstorm. It clears out and cools off for the beginning of the holiday weekend with temperatures more appropriate for late September rather than the beginning of the month. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the upper Texas and Louisiana coastal areas and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk across a broader part of the West Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley. There's a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms across eastern North Carolina as well. The risk for a few brief tornadoes will persist across portions of the western Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley areas associated with Tropical Storm Harvey. A brief tornado threat may also develop in eastern North Carolina during the morning. Taking a look at tropical developments for the day, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says for Tropical Storm Harvey, a gradual turn toward the northeast and continued slow forward speed are expected today and tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Harvey is expected to be just offshore of the middle and upper coast of Texas through tonight, then move inland over the northwestern Gulf Coast tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles an hour with some higher gusts and little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. Harvey is expected to produce additional rainfall accumulations of 10 to 20 inches through Thursday over parts of the upper Texas coast into southwestern Louisiana. Isolated storm totals may reach 50 inches over the Texas coast, including the Houston and Galveston metropolitan areas. These rains are currently producing catastrophic and life-threatening flooding over large portions of southeastern Texas. Elsewhere, Harvey is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 5 to 15 inches farther south into the middle Texas coast and farther east across south-central Louisiana. Rainfall amounts of 5 to 10 inches are expected in southeast Louisiana. For the tropical disturbance off of the east coast, which could become Tropical Storm Irma briefly, the system is moving to the northeast, and this general motion and a gradual increase in forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, this system will move near or over the North Carolina Outer Banks during the day. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles an hour with some higher gusts. Regardless of whether or not this system becomes a tropical cyclone, tropical storm force winds and heavy rains are expected over portions of the Carolinas over the next day or so. Those tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 85 miles to the east of the area of minimum pressure. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain this afternoon. Quite windy with a northeast wind 15 to 20 miles an hour and gusts close to 30 possible. In Boston, partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high near 75. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 78 degrees with a record of 95 set in 1953. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 34 set in 1982. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 29th, sunrise at 6:17 a.m. and sunset at 7:34 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, then becoming mostly cloudy today with highs only in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga areas east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low and mid-70s. Friday, sunny and cool with highs in the low and mid-60s. Mostly sunny and milder on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s to low 70s. Partly sunny, a chance of showers Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. And for Labor Day, partly sunny with some scattered showers, highs in the low and mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.